Welcome to Public Safety Talk Radio, the podcast for all of our heroes in public safety, including law enforcement professionals, firefighters, EMTs, corrections officers, healthcare workers, and more. This show is produced by the POCUA and is founded upon its Soundness Initiative.
This episode is sponsored by Police Mortgage. Police Mortgage is a full-service mortgage company dedicated to serving police officers and first responders. Founded in 2008, Police Mortgage offers a variety of mortgage products tailored to meet the needs of those who serve and protect. Police Mortgage, for first responders who are second to none.
Hi, I'm Ken Bader, your host for Public Safety Talk Radio. And yes, you know it, we have another great guest. Very intriguing, very entrepreneurial, and very important to the world of our public safety professionals. Her name is Colleen Shields, and she is the CEO of Rescue Meds. And no, I'm not trying to get some free Viagra or anything like that. I want to know what she's doing for the public and public safety professionals out there. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You know, when I heard about Rescue Meds and what you were doing, and, you know, give a shout out to Dana, who kind of introduced me to your company, I needed to get you on the show, especially a couple things that I read, which we need to talk about. I have your website up right here, that you launched a public safety RX in partnership with an investment group in Ohio. We need to dig into that. And also what I saw on there was that Rescue Meds is an anomaly in the pharmacy world. Why don't we start there? Talk about the fact that you're an anomaly in a good way, I hope.
Rescue Meds Pharmacy is an exclusively oriented pharmacy for work injuries, for workers' compensation. And we primarily focus on public safety. So police, fire, EMT, correctional officers. Many of them are, you know, repeatedly injured over and over again in the line of duty. And also many suffer from long-term occupational disease. And we specialize in both of those. But unlike your regular retail pharmacy out there, we take 100% of the risk on those prescriptions. We work closely with your attorneys that represent these folks. And we go ahead and make sure you get exactly what you need immediately. You don't have to wait weeks on end or for an adjuster to decide to call you back on a Saturday morning.
And they would always call, you know, when you're trying to watch, you know, Bugs Bunny reruns or, you know, or something important like that on a Saturday or something.
Right. So, workers' comp is a very difficult system. 69% of all injured workers are going to be denied, declined, or delayed their prescription coverage in the first 6 months of care. And, you know, it's not only in the early parts of an injury before a case is compensable, but it's actually after that. So if you have a long-term injury, they will continue, the insurance carriers will continue to try pretty much every trick in the book to make sure that they don't have to pay for your needs. And I have a great personal objection to that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I got to walk a fine line because one of our primary sponsors is AmTrust, who is an insurance company who does a great job with the
stuff.
Yeah,
they do. For them.
Well, they do an awesome job with the line of duty debt protection, killed in the line of duty debt protection. But I also know insurance companies, in order to stay in business, will generally look for every way possible in a loophole not to pay. And you, come on, guys, you know, our public safety professionals deserve better. And you're doing
absolutely.
That, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And that really was my personal goal in launching, you know, my first company and this company. I can't think of a better way to leave an imprint and to help people than helping the people that run into the burning building when I'm running out of it or you know, that are protecting my safety, you know what I'm saying? So, what goes on and how often that they are denied is really unspeakable. It's inconceivable. And I don't know how much your audience understands about workers' comp specifically or how much you've really delved into it. Are you very familiar with workers' comp?
Well, fortunately, I've never had a workplace injury. So no, I personally am not very familiar, but you know, our audience, obviously, you know, there are folks that, you know, have had injuries on the job and some of which that have been forced to retire early because of different injuries, whether they be physical or even mental PTSD and things of that nature. So, you know, speak to that a bit.
Absolutely. And I guarantee you there's nobody that starts out as, you know, a police officer or a firefighter or a correctional officer that doesn't know that they're putting themselves in grave danger. You know, they know that, right? They get it. They know it. Somebody's got to do it. Thank God. Thank God they do. We're all better people. We're a better society for it. But the promise is that should something happen, we are actually going to take care of them. And we're going to take care of their family. And that's the way it goes. And I think that the big elephant in the room is, of course, the PTSD. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really disheartening to know that everybody wants the story of, okay, they saved the kid in the house, right, from a hostage situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to talk about the fact when they didn't save the kid in the house.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to talk about the fact that they live with that. And certain triggers can really affect them, even down to a smell. And they will walk away with that for the rest of the day. And that could, you know, that could really affect somebody's mood. And their ability to do their job, frankly, their ability to connect with their family. And, you know, it really manifests itself in other ways. I do a lot of speaking at events. And, you know, we often say, there's a lot of support for PTSD right now, particularly that's newly formed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness for it. But it's sort of still like, well, it's the other guy, not me, right? And, you know, we encourage people to look out for others and try to give them a helping hand and try to encourage them to maybe get some help. But then when you ask them, like, how often do you have major problems going to sleep at night?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you drink in excess? You know, how often do you feel the need to escape? How often are you quick to anger? How often are you getting a little bit violent and you got to pull yourself under control? These are all like little signs, a little telltale signs.
Yeah.
That maybe there's more going on, and you know, it's a paradigm of problems. But the first step is, let's just address it. Let's get some treatment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if there's medications involved, a company like my company, no matter what's going on with your case, is going to provide those medications.
Yeah.
In some case, that's actually a life saving.
Yeah. Yeah, and what some people don't realize too is sometimes, and we'll eventually get off to PTSD because I want to dig into rescue meds, but as you're speaking, sometimes it's not just one incident. Sometimes it's a culmination of 57 incidents over the course of a 30-year career that is just a cumulative trauma that rears its ugly head later on. But to get back to rescue meds, because I love your story and doing, you know, for those folks, you know, what exactly is rescue meds doing? In fact, maybe you can give me a couple of examples of how you're helping police officers, firefighters, EMTs today.
Mm-hmm. So we are a full service pharmacy. Okay, just like any pharmacy out there on the corner, we are licensed as a full service pharmacy. So we dispense medications. We are licensed in 50 states, so we can ship into those states. But the difference is, you know, it's exclusively for injured workers. So if you have a pending claim or, you know, a claim that's deemed compensable or what have you, we get that prescription and we actually will deliver it or send it overnight via FedEx, depending on the location. If it's in a 60-mile radius, we go ahead and deliver it. And we are based in Maryland. The primary business is in Maryland. And we do have a lot of retirees out of Maryland that and specifically in public safety that, you know, it's a very expensive state. So they, yeah. they tend to move where it's a little more sunshine and whatnot. But and, you know, that case, we're waiting until that case is deemed compensable before we'll ultimately reimburse for that. So during that time period, we provide emotional support for that patient. We get all the medical evidence needed. We guide them to an attorney if they do not have one. We get medical records and we collaborate with on a clinical side to mm-hmm. make sure that that patient is well cared for. And there's a lot of examples. We have a lot of hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a serious problem. And you know, most people don't have hypertension at 41 years old. They're 39 years old. But particularly nowadays in law enforcement, I mean, I'm sure many of them feel like they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. It doesn't matter. They're just, you know, I'm right outside of Baltimore. So I can only imagine what those folks are going through there in law enforcement, particularly.
There's no crime in Baltimore. I mean, it's... You know.
It's a very tricky area to be in law enforcement. And then you've got, but surprisingly, you know, you, like I said, you, everybody wants to talk about the person you saved, but we had an officer recently and he came upon a scene and a young girl was, had drowned in a pool and, the uncle had gone in after them and he drowned too. So, you know, and that's not a good day. And that does take a toll. And it's surprising that there's insurance carriers out there that won't just say, okay, yes, you need help. Go ahead and get it. We'll take care of it. Because the reality is it's not free. Doctors need to work and be paid for their work. You know, pharmacists need to work and be paid for their work. But we as a society have an obligation under workers' compensation to care for that client, so or the patient. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, there's also a lot of cancer with the police. There's a lot of, from what I understand, cancer from the radar guns.
Interesting. I haven't heard that before. Yeah, but that makes some sense.
Cancer. Yep, a lot of that. There's also a lot of hip problems from carrying holsters. Mm-hmm.
Back problems probably too from the unbalanced of the weight.
Yes. And then there's, you know, your good old fashioned assaulted in pursuit. There's also I'm shocked at how many motor vehicle accidents there are where at the end they've pulled someone over and then they're hit. It's really if only the average person walking down the street knew what goes on and what these men and women in blue and red and, you know, go through. It's pretty astonishing. And it's like the least that I can do. So we've created a culture of, you know, we are going to stand by no matter what. And I'm Irish and I like a good, you know, a good battle. So for me, it's, I mean, I hate to say all that and the word fun at the same time, but it is fun for me because I like to like help the little guy, you know, the one that has just been sort of abandoned by whoever. I want to get in there and help them, be like, don't worry, we gotcha. We gotcha.
Yeah.
We gotcha. And what we provide our service is so superior than anything. I mean, pharmacy right now a days is a, I don't know. I obviously I wouldn't expect you to know, but there's been just a lot of companies buying each other out, insurance companies buying pharmacies. And ultimately speaking, there's, you know, a lot of money exchanging hands and there's still only 24 hours in the day. And there's still, you know, maybe a pharmacist or two behind the counter that whose whole livelihood depends on the following the law, the letter of the law. And yet they've got to do more vaccines and stay open later hours. And now they're doing blood tests. I mean, you know, all and on and on and on and on. And so ultimately you end up waiting on hold for an hour just to speak to a human. And so, you know, above and beyond workers' comp, pharmacy as a whole is not really doing a great job in customer service. So we aim to, you can always speak to a human being. you know, if unless six lines are full and it rolls to voicemail, it's pretty rare, but you know, we 99.9% of the time we're going to answer the phone right away. You know, we're going to get you on the phone with pharmacists. We're going to work out all the clinical questions you have.
Well, I just want to get CVS to stop calling me and telling me that I'm eligible for a shingles shot, even though I already had it.
Are you looking for a podcast to answer some financial questions? Well, then check out the Mortgage Beat podcast, brought to you by Police Mortgage, for first responders who are second to none. Mortgage Beat gives insight into the home loan process specifically for police officers, firefighters, and other public safety professionals. The podcast is hosted by Police Mortgage CEO John Aritos, who has decades of experience in the mortgage industry. Check out Mortgage Beat on Spotify today.
Getting back to rescue meds, I'm obviously very passionate about public safety professionals and just as passionate about entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm assuming that you didn't wake up at 3 a.m. one day and a light bulb came on and says, I'm going to start rescue meds. You know, what was the motivation? You know, what made you get up one day and say, this is what I want to create. This is the business I want to build.
Well, I also love entrepreneurship. And I think that that was sort of always in my blood. I think I don't like being told what to do. So
it's that Irish thing again.
Yeah, 100%. So that's like, that's a lot of honesty right there. But no, really, I was working for a company that's the largest company in this particular space. And I was really kind of looking for a job where I could be sort of partly working from home, partly in the field. We have four children. And, you know, I kind of wanted to have the maximum flexibility. I had no idea what workers' comp was. I got into it and I really enjoyed it. And I really learned about it and I really wanted to master it. And I have a family. I have five siblings. Four are lawyers and my father is a lawyer. And, you know, I really geeked out on learning and learning and learning and learning and understanding the law and then challenging them like, well, do you know this? Do you know this? And I think that it's just super important to really know that you're doing something that's impactful. So I was always looking for that, but I was on a work treadmill and a work treadmill and a work treadmill. And then finally I decided, you know what, I just got to bite the bullet and do it. And I started Public Safety RX and I ended up going to a partnership with another group in Ohio and ultimately thought, you know what, I don't want to deal with Ohio anymore. I want to stick to Maryland. And I took a buyout from them and all the union leadership and all of the attorneys here that I have relationships with, I have about 230 referral sources. And they trust me. They know that I'm going to make sure that I say what I'm going to do and I do what I'm going to say. And yeah. I had a lot of emotional support from my family. I had a lot of people in the community that supported me. And I think that ultimately speaking, if you do the right things will happen. Mm-hmm. And they might cost more money, right? Yeah. But you do the right things will happen. You hire the good attorney. You know what I mean? You spend the extra money getting the extra advice. You get the better security system. No shortcuts. It's not for free. You're going to work 14, 16 hours a day. You're going to make some sacrifices, but you dig in and you believe in what you're doing. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, do something else because it's not going to work. Yeah. Go be an employee. But I really believe in it.
Or start something else.
And you know what? I love the concept of shift work. And I'm always kind of trying to coach and train and give as much advice as I can to my shift, you know, to these gentlemen and ladies that are doing shift work. Because they do have a great opportunity within that schedule, should it allow, to pick up something small entrepreneurially, and then after their 20 years, you know, go and do that. So I love that. Big. And in fact, one of the things that we do with all of our vendors, we first pick public safety folks or retired public safety folks to provide that. So, nice. I mean, I have a retired EMT who works for me or works for the company. He does, you know, marketing and sales, and he was a EMT for Prince George County, which is the largest county in Maryland, for, you know, 25 years. All of our collateral material, all of our print material, everything is sourced through our public safety folks.
Awesome. I loved everything that you said, especially when you said you like workman's comp work, because I think you might be the only person in the planet that would actually admit to that. let's go back, because a couple things that you said I want to dig into a little bit, that, you know, you come from a family of attorneys, and having a good attorney is important. And especially for those folks, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Certainly there are some people that take advantage of workman's comp, but there's a lot of people out there, which where you come into play, where people aren't getting what they need or as much as they really need in certain situations. How do you work with the attorneys, and how does that piece of it work in helping your clients and working your business?
Well, I'll give you an example. So in Maryland, there's something called presumptions, right? Are you familiar with presumptions at all?
Okay. I'm not, but I bet you're going to tell me what that is.
I'm going to, for those boys and girls out there who don't know what that is. So in workers' comp, okay, so first of all, workers' comp is the grand bargain, 1904, right? And the premise is very simple. You're injured at work, the employer is obligated to pay for two things, your lost wages and your medical care. So on its face, right, like prima facie, it's very simple concept, lost wages, medical care, okay? But in return, you can't sue them, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Imagine if every Walmart worker could sue on their injury, right? Like I've seen that happen. People walk into Walmart, oh my God, and they don't get up, and you're like, oh my God. It's terrible, right? But before this, right, if you chopped your arm off at work, it was goodbye, have a nice day. Go home and die. And you got nothing. And
that's going way, way back, but go ahead.
But that's where it's still the same. It's still the exact same system. You know, the premise on the basis of this premise is exactly the same. So it's important to remember, because a lot of people don't understand it's completely separate than your regular health insurance. We got to go back to when there was no health insurance. You were either rich or you're poor. And the doctor either came to your house or didn't, right? So that's what's really important to remember. So presumptions were, okay, so in workers' comp, the burden to prove that you were injured on the job is upon the worker, okay? Typically, right? So you have to prove, yes, I was at work, this is what happened. And if they can prove you were not, then they win. But so you got to prove it. But the burden on a presumption changes to the employer. The employer has to prove that you were not injured on the job if there's a presumption statute. So for Maryland, the under presumptions, okay, it's police, fire, EMT, correctionals. Those poor guys have been fighting. They're a little bit separated, but they've been getting more and more and more presumptions. But nonetheless, so hypertension, PTSD, pulmonary, and cancer, okay? And it's specific to certain cancers, okay? So in some states, like, for example, Texas, anyone is in lawmaking in Texas, you guys need to get your act together, because there's really no presumption on hypertension in Texas. It's absurd. But nonetheless, so they have to prove that you were not, that somehow didn't, it's not from work. Okay. So that, what does that make you think? Okay, the Maryland state legislature decided, you know what, we think this is important enough that we're going to pull the burden of proof away from the actual public safety officer, and we're going to put it on the insurance carrier, because we feel that strongly about it, right? Those are elected officials. 100% of occupational disease cases are denied in Maryland, which means that 100% of the time the insurance carrier is fighting them. Now, if you're holding a child that's shot with brain matter on your face and in your eyes, you think that they should be compelled to say, you know what, we recognize this was a terrible incident, you PTSD, we're pulling you out of work, We're going to give you lost wages. We're going to give you medical care. Here's your doctor. Here's your medicine. Go home and rest. We'll see you in 2 months or whatever. It doesn't happen. I have that exact situation right now. Exactly what happened. And guess what? In fact, they finally, after I think 18 months, deemed the case compensable for this particular guy. And the insurance company is still fighting, not paying for it.
Gotta love insurance companies.
Well, again, it's not all of them. Most of them are not that bad. There's one in particular that I have quite the bone to pick with because they really are the worst. But, and I don't know, but many of them don't do that. But they will require a hearing. They do want a hearing. And, you know, that's also their right to do that. So that's the way the law is written. But so what we work with the attorney is the way that we work with them is we go ahead and we get, you know, updates on the case. Let's say the case goes badly, or let's say that the attorney pulls his name off the case, basically mm-hmm. fires his client. Yeah. Or that's a very bad sign. Or
yeah, when the attorney, you know, leaves you in the wind, that's usually not a good situation.
Not good. Or let's say that there's just new evidence that has come to light. You know, if you're a smoker, you're going to have a really hard time getting disciplinary mm-hmm. covered on workers' comp. So, you know, if that comes to light or something, you know, we're informed immediately. We have a lot of loss mitigation strategies so that we don't, you know, lose our shirts, right?
So
we work very closely with the attorneys, and subsequently the attorneys refer business to us. So if they have a case like this and they have a case that's a challenging case and they know that the patient's never going to be able to get those prescriptions filled at a regular retail pharmacy because they're not going to get this pre-authorization, which is a mechanism that insurance companies put into place, then they mm-hmm. will refer them to us. So they either call us, email us, go on our website. And then we, within the hour, we call the client, we get all their information, we get their allergies, we offer to speak to a pharmacist, et cetera, et cetera. Then we hunt down their prescriptions and then it gets sent out that day.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, one of the things, and this may not necessarily directly apply to rescue meds, but definitely applies to workers' compensation, is many times I think about, you know, cumulative trauma, and not from a mental standpoint, but physical. I've never been a first responder, a public safety professional, but in another life, for a very, very short period of time, I trained to be a firefighter. It didn't work out because I never passed the written or the verbal test. But when I was in shape, I could pass the damn physical test. But in doing so, I remember, you know, that to use a very high level phrase, that shit is heavy. Yeah. And you know, I can imagine, you know, here, you know, not having done anything physical in my 50s, having a bad back and going to a chiropractor and getting care. Yeah, I can imagine, you know, a firefighter in a 30-year career having to lift that hose and lift walls and heavy equipment and everything.
Right.
That, you know, maybe you didn't injure yourself in one incident, but I could really see, you know, over a course of a career that, you know, you mess up a disc, you know, you screw up your knee, you do these things
right.
because of the cumulative trauma. But, you know, I also think of, well, you know, insurance company or something says, well, you know, you played college football. You know, how do we know that, you know, you didn't get injured, you know, tackling somebody, you know, past the 50-yard line? And this really is from, you know, carrying all that crap for 30 right. years. Yeah. Right. How does that work?
Well, I mean, and guess what? They probably can get out of it. I mean, if they have some documentation that shows that you, in fact, had a knee injury in college, yeah, they're not going to have to pay for that. But I think that, well, and let me start by saying, I think, two things. Number one, I think the shame of filing a claim needs to come off the table. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that there's men and women in like, for example, the fire service, but mainly around me, there's like 6'4", huge burly guys. And they, you know, God forbid they say something hurts. You know what I mean? Like, it's a culturally, they don't love it. And then, but also that sometimes people think some kind of negative connotation when it comes to Chrome. So let's just stop that, because what it is it's just who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? If you were to get injured on the job, let's say that you were in a fire and you burn your hand and you go to the hospital, guess what? There is actually a claim already filed on you through the workers' comp insurance carrier, and you don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
You know, you don't just bring your group of friends to a bar and then someone, and you go, no, that guy over there is going to pay for it. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to pay for it. So the point is that, like, that's really what it boils down to. Is it injury? Is it work-related? That's the responsibility of the carrier. As an employer, right, I pay workers' comp insurance, and you pay workers' comp insurance. I also pay for regular health insurance. These two insurance companies, you know, each one of them has a responsibility, and it's just whose responsibility is. So the best thing to do is, if you are injured, is to document, because then it's going to be least likely people fighting about who's going to pay for it. The biggest challenge that I see, though, is that y'all work for so many different people, because y'all get to retire at like 20, go to the next one, retire 20 years, and then go to the next one. So you see a guy and, you know, he's a police officer, then he's, you know, a capital area police, then he's, you know, then he decides for his retirement job he's going to be a school security person. So that's
right.
What ends up being challenging. But for the cumulative, you know, it's just document, and that's it. You know, and that's all, like, that's just a part of doing your job. You just, that's your responsibility. It's got to document if you are injured. That's part of the requirements. You just do a first report of injury. You got to report it to your supervisor. And then you have to report it to the state agency within 30 days. So, and it shouldn't, but it's hard to prove that. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So what are, I'm always interested in these products and services that are either specifically for, or, you know, somewhat for public safety professionals. Yours obviously fits public safety professionals. Is what are the first responders saying out there? You know, saying, thank God for rescue meds, or I wouldn't have gotten the help that I need. What are some of the things that police and fire and corrections officers are saying out there about rescue meds?
It really depends on who it is, but, you know, we have people that, I mean, we have people cry on the phone once a week that are just, you know, whether it's.
Do you tell them stop crying and be a man?
Be a man.
In your Irish way. I think a better question, is there a good Irish bar in Maryland? Never mind.
Exactly.
Go back.
But, you know, they're really thankful, and we do say, like, the number one, you know, the number one form of marketing and the number one compliment that we can get is your referral. So please take a moment. You know, we are a small business, and we are hyper focused on a very, you know, a subgroup of a subgroup, you know what I mean? So, and we believe in them. We also do a lot to support them. Right. So, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, there's no shortage of sad stories out there, and we do a lot of supporting of those situations, catastrophic problems, you know, that people come across, whether it's the loss of a loved one through a workplace injury or what have you. But and, you know, I think that the other thing too is, these are people with, you know, real lives, that whose lives can be catastrophically changed in a way, in an instant, that, you know, their lives are just shattered, right? And so lots of times they just don't have the emotional support, and I don't know what it is about my folks, but they will tell them, they will come out with everything, all their challenges. And we have one young woman who was burned, and you know, something like that, dealing with burns and dealing with that every single day and being in pain every single day and all that. And, you know, we're her lifeline, literally, like her lifeline. And because the insurance carrier that she has will just ignore, they won't send her the things. And, you know, when you were burned, you eat, it's a lot of skin, hair and bandages and all these different things. And it needs a constant attention. And she's like, you're the only ones that seem to care. So they like us.
I think a really good question, too, as we begin to wrap up, is you mentioned, I believe, that you could FedEx to all 50 states. Does that mean you could serve first responders in all 50 states if there's a firefighter in Los Angeles and he or she's heard about Rescue Meds? Is that somebody that you could help, or is it only in specific states?
15 states.
15, okay.
15. So if you are in our, you know, and we're growing, we're constantly growing. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a pending licensure in California, for example. We're not yet licensed there, so I can't ship into that state. Mm-hmm. But there, you know, look, Colorado, Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, DC, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. And we have a map on our website. And literally, if someone called me today, right now, and said, I need this prescription filled, provided we can get that prescription to get into, you know, the computer system, we need the script. Mm-hmm. But it would ship out today and they would get it tomorrow.
Got it. Well, I love what you're doing. And I really, really appreciate the support that you're giving public safety professionals. We need more of that, especially from our entrepreneurs out there. For those folks that are watching or listening that you really could use the services of Rescue Meds, how best can they find you and your business out there?
Just go to rescuemeds.com and all of our information is there. It's very, very simple. They can always call, because sometimes in this day and age, that's what you need.
You don't need
a website. You need a voice. You need someone. You need a person on the other end of the phone. And that's 240-658-8777. That number is also on our website. And, we're there.
And so Colleen will pick up 24/7 and help you personally.
3 a.m. this morning.
Colleen, I so enjoyed our conversation, and more so, really, really sincerely appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Appreciate you, Ken.
Thank you to all of you who have either watched or listened to this episode of Public Safety Talk Radio, and we'll be back with you next week with another great guest.
Public Safety Talk Radio was produced by the POCUA. POCUA is a consortium of financial institutions serving law enforcement as well as other first responders and public safety professionals. To learn more about our association and to find one of our credit unions or service providers near you, go to www.policecreditunions.com. And always remember, if you aren't working with one of our POCUA credit unions, you're just banking with an institution that just so happens to serve first responders. As a public safety professional, you and your family deserve better. Find a POCUA credit union today.